Coast Radio News for Wednesday, May 27, 2020. I'm George Henry. This past Memorial Day weekend saw an onslaught of visitors to the coast, and concerns over the coronavirus have some of the population worried that we may see a case here in Florence. Dr. Willie Foster is the emergency director with Peace Harbor Hospital, and he says that the sheer numbers of people here over the weekend means it's likely that some visitors were carrying the virus.
I am sure that there were people that came and visited Florence this weekend that have the coronavirus. To think that there was no one that visited here that had coronavirus is being a bit naive.
Incoming medical director Dr. Heather MacArthur says even though there is currently no cure, Peace Harbor is ready.
The hospitals are better prepared and we're able to handle it if we do have some sick patients.
Foster says it's likely we will have the coronavirus around for at least the next several months. But information about the virus and how it works is becoming clearer. MacArthur says teams of scientists are working diligently to find a vaccine for the virus. The Sayuslaw Public Library District has announced a vacancy on their board due to the resignation of Board Vice President Mark Tilton. In a press release, Board President Jane Yesney said Tilton was instrumental in the process for incorporating a new Sayuslaw Public Library Foundation and that his thoughtful voice will be missed. The release also says that Tilton is resigning to tend to matters at home. The board is seeking a replacement for Tilton and hope to appoint a replacement on June 17th. The new board member will fulfill Tilton's term, which ends in May 2021. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m., Sayuslaw High School will hold its scholarship night. The school is planning an online Zoom conference hosted by Sayuslaw School Counselor Steve Mosier. Presenters will be joining from home or offices to provide the necessary social distancing as required by executive order. The stockpile of gasoline that has been sitting in storage is finally going down, and that means that prices are beginning to rise. AAA Oregon's Marie Dodd says that Oregon's price for a gallon of regular gas went up 4 cents over the holiday and should keep rising, but still remain below last year's average. Along with the price increase, the temporary allowance of self-service gas pumping ended late on Saturday. Florence's average price for a gallon of regular gas is $2.26 a gallon. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting 18 new cases of the coronavirus. The new total for the state is 3,967. More than 115,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. There are currently no new cases reported for Lane County, with 67 total cases known. Here in Lane County, more than 9,500 people have been tested. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020.